Robot or not, robot or not.
All right, I've got another news story to talk to you about. The K5 shopping mall security robot was in the news recently because it knocked over a toddler. Thereby, as this story from The Verge that I'm looking at says, thereby violating one of Isaac Asimov's laws of robotics by causing harm to a human being. So the idea is these robots, these or whatever they are, these K5s. Have you seen a picture of these guys? They're kind of cool looking. They're like a big cone.
Yep, I've seen them.
And they roam around. And my understanding is that security guards can like look at the through the cameras and talk to people and see what's going on and instruct them, but that they are autonomous and roam the mall themselves, and then security can also take control of them. So I'm curious what you think about the K5 shopping mall security robot.
What are they doing when nobody is controlling them?
I think they roam the mall. I think that's part of the idea, is that they're able to cover the ground, because you want somebody like a security guard who's sort of able to sort of check on what's going on throughout. They look a little like Daleks too, but I think they've got a video camera and some thermal sensors, and they if they detect abnormalities, they can alert authorities or alert the humans who are, you know, presumably at a control center or something like that. They have facial recognition, all sorts of different kind of things that they're doing. But I believe they roam autonomously, looking at what's going on in the shopping mall.
I think they're robots. They're pretty weak robots. They're not great robots.
Yeah, they're like security Roombas. I mean, they really talk about the Roomba principle here. They are as Roomba-like, I think, as you could get.
They're a little bit smarter than that, it seems like, because they have to like avoid people, and they're looking for stuff with their sensors. And when they detect them, they will phone home and turn towards it, and you know, do all the stuff. So yeah, I think these guys are weird little coney robots.
But they should. They need to program in some more work on not hurting humans.
Because should not harm a human? Does that toddler really harmed? Knocked over? Toddlers fall down all the time. I'm not quite sure about the harm involved there. But
people bump into
each other all the time in the mall. It's just, excuse me, but toddlers don't have any manners, so they're not going to say excuse me.
So apparently, when they have sensors, and when there's a vibration alert, the machine's monitors sort of like make it stop and all of those things. But the kid got a scrape on the leg and a bruise.
All right. Well, that's harm. So yeah.
Yeah. So watch out, robots. Get it together. You're making all the other robots look bad.
Robot or not.